This meeting is being recorded. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
And I'd like to call the meeting to order, the Policy and Membership Committee. And welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here on and giving all of your time to Illinois Heartland Library System. I appreciate it. I'm going to do my best, and as I know you all do. And I'd like to have a roll call.
Would you like me to do that?
Yeah, or should I? I mean, you know, this is new to me.
Ellen can do it.
I can do it. Okay, Ann Chandler.
Here.
Jenna Griffith.
Here.
Sarah Hill.
Here.
Linda McDonald.
Here.
And attending is Karen Bounds and Ellen Poppett, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Public comment? There is none. I don't think. Anybody want to make a comment? No. Okay. And now we're down to approve minutes. Item 4.1. And I hope everybody had a chance to read through them. Do we show them on share screen or anything like that, Ellen? Did you want to?
No, Linda. They're in the packet.
Okay. How do we get the packet? Just print it out?
Stacy sent it to you.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Stacy sent it Friday afternoon. I can send it to you right now. And it's on the website.
Yeah, and I have it, but I couldn't get it on my phone. And I don't have a split screen, you know.
Okay, hang on.
Well, that's okay. I already read through them. And
okay.
Are there any additions or corrections?
This is Sarah. I move to approve the minutes from the June 5th meeting.
Is there a second? Do we need a second?
This is Jenna. I second.
Thank you, Jenna. All in favor? I guess we do roll. Do we do roll call?
Yep. Ann?
No.
Jenna?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Linda?
Yes. Okay, thank you. And we're going down to unfinished business now. And there is the revision of the public comment policy. And I think everybody had a chance to look at that.
I was wondering if we could, I like the part that they took out that first sentence of need to. I was wondering if we could take out the word germane out of that and just leave it as relevant, because it seemed like when I went on and read public comment, a lot of people were having trouble with the word germane, and relevant would be say the same thing. And then I was also wondering about halfway down, it says if more than six people wish to speak, the 30 minutes allowed would be divided equally among all speakers. I was wondering if we even needed that, number one, because we really don't have people that come. And number two is that it was really up to the board as how do they conduct or how they decide. So I was wondering if that is even needed in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that given to us from, did that come from our committee before?
That's been part of policy.
It did, Linda.
Yeah, I don't remember doing anything with that. I remember reading it.
I think it was probably revised I got the indication anyway, it was revised in part due to the public comment. And then I'm thinking from what else they found.
Uh-huh. Can I give a little bit of background here?
Oh, that'd be great.
Help. Okay. The policy was approved in 2020 because we didn't have one before then. And in looking at our documents as we move out of COVID, there was a question about the public comment policy. So this is the relevant and germane, and then the sentence that's highlighted in yellow at the end are two things that fill in Zini threw in. I think Anne's right. One of the public comments was, why are you using both words? It can't make a difference, I don't think, to take out germane. And then the whole thing about attending at a hub, which was the issue we had when the committee first looked at it. So that's why that's there. When we first talked to Phil about this policy, he wanted the hub language left in there because he was really concerned about any kind of hacking that might happen if people tried to submit things electronically. However, in talking about it with Troy, all those channels are open already anyway. Yeah. You know, they're there. People are going to use them how they choose to. I think Phil will be able to live with this. And actually, he talks about electronic comment in his proposed revisions to the meeting by electronic means. So I don't think taking that out would be problematic either. In addition, in just rereading this again this afternoon, I would think you might want to consider the second to the last sentence that says, any person who does so or who poses a threat to public safety will be removed from the meeting. I would maybe just end it there and not include the language from the hub, because if they're out of the meeting, Troy's going to cut them out or we're going to ask them to leave. And this, the whole thing about limiting these and at the discretion of the board, this policy was written by this committee by looking at policies of our member libraries. And it kind of came together as what we thought was the most reasonable. I think some of these things are in here just as protection for the board so that nobody pushes back. If somebody, you know, if the board says, well, tonight we want to do it this way, somebody could push back and say, well, why are you making that decision now? So I think some of this language is just in there for the board's protection as far as managing a meeting. And I can be quiet now.
Well, but thank you. I really appreciate the history of this policy. Are there any comments? Any more comments? Jermaine, I was thinking that's almost redundant, you know, and then it was a little confusing, that part that you brought up about, you know, Anne with the who speaks and how long you speak and all that. Now, is there any way that this can be corrected?
I think we could just approve it as corrected or with addition with the editing.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
If you'll bear with me. I think I would wait on approving it actually until you've gone through the meeting, the policy on meeting by electronic means, so that we can make sure at the end of the day that both policies are complementary to each other.
Okay.
I'd hate you to move ahead with this and then start to work on the meeting by electronic means and think, no, this wasn't really exactly what we wanted to say. And this should go out for a second reading as well. This policy has had a first reading. It'll need to go out for a second reading. What I'd suggest for the committee is maybe, last week when we were preparing the board packet, I got a call from Stacey Bashong and said, Shandy and Carol would like to do some edits. And I said, no, we're not doing any edits now. This is Phil language. But I think now we could send it back to Carol and Shandy for some edits and then send it back to Phil one more time for a final approval. And then that'll get you along the way to the electronic meetings policy. And we'll make sure by the time both of them are approved, they're consistent with one another.
So that sounds good to me that we can, what would you say, table or?
Yeah.
Would you come on?
Jenna, I'd like to make a comment before we decide what to do with it.
Okay, Jenna.
Well, I disagree with the fact that I would like to leave that 30 minutes in there, and maybe it's just because my library board just had people that were up in arms about something. And I don't think it's bad to have a time limit, you know, to say whether it's 30 minutes or, you know, it's for people or whatever. I don't think that's bad to be in there. You can adjust it as you see, but I think having a time limit in there is a good thing.
Okay, well, I wasn't suggesting taking out the limited to 5 minutes or less than a total of 30 minutes. I was suggesting the next sentence on if more than six people wish to speak, the 30 minutes allowed would be divided equally among the speakers. I think I agree with you. The 30-minute time limit is important.
And if there's more than
six people, are you willing to let them speak each for 5 minutes, then even if it's
a
hour?
Well, it says if needed, that time can be extended at the discretion of the board. So I'm thinking it would depend probably what the topic is. I have a feeling if we had six people show up at our board meetings, that would be very unusual.
That would be a really hot topic.
So.
I agree.
And
that's probably on channel NBC or something, or CNN, if it got to be like that.
Yeah, I don't want to take that out. And I'm sorry if I'm at the city pool, which is quite noisy. I'm sorry. But yeah, I agree to table it, but I'd like to read that language somewhere in there too.
Oh, can you repeat that? I couldn't understand you.
Well, I think 30 minutes is fine. And if it's more than six people, then the six people can be divided among that 30 minutes. I don't think
we want them to go on for an hour or something like that for public comment, but maybe that's okay. Well, now if we table, it's got to go for its second reading, you said, Ellen?
Yeah.
Okay, and we have discussed it, and that's probably all we need to do. We don't need to, we can't approve it anyway right now. But I think those comments are very important.
Can I ask one thing?
Yes.
I think what I've just put brackets around that sentence, and when it goes to Phil, we'll just ask him what he thinks. Because at the end, this is Phil language, so I don't want to monkey with it much more than we've discussed. But if we let him vet it, then I'll let him know that there was a question about that.
How's that sound to everyone?
Yeah, I was going to say something. May I speak?
Yes, please.
At some point along the years, we have had discussions about if by chance there were more than six people to speak, it is likely that those people are going to be speaking about the same thing. And we discussed at the time having the group of speakers decide who was going to be spokesperson, and that person would speak, and the rest of them, and then they'd have to do that ahead of time so they knew that would be the case, that they can't take more than 30 minutes, but they could have one spokesperson for their group, because it is likely if you would have that many people show up at a meeting, they're all going to want to talk about the same thing. So just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, since he is our legal advisor on everything, you know, and then we'll get to see it again then, right, Ellen?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we have no action on that policy of... what is that?
Public comment.
Public comment policy. Okay, gotcha. Okay. And is it agreeable to go on then, please? Our next area is new business. And we have membership applications. And Alan, can you tell us more about Geff and Smithton?
Yep, these are two school districts that have applied for membership. Leah Gregg revisited Smithton on June 19th. She visited Geff on July 31st. Karen, do you know how to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a small feeder district for the Mount Vernon, Illinois School District. So that's in Jefferson County. Smithton is in St. Clair County. She has applications for them and feels they are compliant with our membership standards. So they come to you to be moved ahead to the full board for acceptance.
Okay. To do that, do we move on each of those separately or together?
You can do them together.
Together.
Okay. I guess we can have a motion, and if there's any discussion, may I have
Make the motion.
Excuse me?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, thanks, Anne. Is there a second?
I'll second it. This is Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Is there a discussion? And I'm so glad to get two more districts. That's great. Can we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Jenna?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes. Thank you so much. And now we're going down to the last new business, the Open Meetings Act.
Would you like me to speak, Linda? Or
yes.
Okay. We determined as a staff, and based on your conversations at the last board meeting, we have three jobs ahead of us. So the board has three jobs. And one dealt with clarification of the legal requirements for physical attendance by HLS board members. The second one was clarification of the requirements for board and chair committees. And the third one was the clarification of the public comment policy for board meetings and consistency and documentation. So the two documents we look at the most are the policies that are on the website, the public comment policy, and the meetings via electronic means. I tried to boil down the citations in the Open Meetings Act and to take out the language that didn't apply to systems, because I almost need a ruler to read those citations. So you have, apart from the Open Meetings Act citation at time, regarding time and place of meetings, and also from the citation regarding attendance by a means other than physical. So our questions we discussed last week with Greg McCormick. I sent him a list of questions, and he sent me a list of answers, and it is our working interpretation now, in consultation with Greg, that as long as eight or more members of the board are attending at one of our hubs or another public building, a quorum would be achieved and IHLS would be legally compliant. Now, if you look at the Open Meetings Act, there are stipulations for how that remote attendance applies, and that's based basically on board policy. It is the way we envision it is it's this committee in conjunction with the executive committee will work on determining the policies for meeting attendance. So we know legally eight bodies have to be in one of the locations listed on our agendas. So in a public library is considered a public body. So you have our hubs, you have our public bodies. Sarah, I would think the college would qualify as a public building, I'm sorry. But then aside from that, what are the rules you're going to make for people who want to attend other than being at one of those public buildings? And then our third question was, what's the impact on the SHARE and IHLS board committees? We don't have a great answer for that now. We're trying to get to the bottom of that because there is language that talks about, and let me pull it up. I have a lot of papers here in preparation for this meeting. There's language that talks about, there's language that talks about the requirement that a quorum physically be present at the location of an open meeting shall not apply to bodies that do not have the authority to make binding recommendations or determination or to take any other substantive actions. Does that come into play? Because is there a consideration that if a committee is moving things to the full board, then maybe at the end of the day, it's not binding, which would be a godsend to us.
Yes.
Because as all of you know, some of the board meetings are very brief. Some of the committee meetings are very brief.
Right.
And it would truly be burdensome to ask people to show up in a physical location for a 15-minute meeting. So we're trying to get some good information about that. If indeed we are told that legally we have to have a quorum in a public building, then, you know, you might want to think about restructuring some of the committee work and rescheduling it, restructuring it. But I think we can work on, I think the most important things for you to start thinking about are those exceptions that will excuse a person on the board from attending in a public building. Was that clear? Was that helpful?
This has been worrying. It's been worrisome to me too, so.
So do you want to talk about committees or the board meetings first?
The board, we don't need to tackle committees yet, Ann, because we don't have really good information for you yet. Okay. But I think the board meeting is certainly the most crucial.
Yes.
This is something that popped in. I don't know if logistically it would work, but I keep thinking about the members and where they live in conjunction with the hubs and the other libraries and stuff. And obviously you need 8 for a quorum in those buildings. So why couldn't we just simply take the turns? I mean, maybe before, like 4 times a year to be at some of these hubs. And then the other times we could do it electronically. To me, that would probably work out for everybody and be for a lot of people who may not want to travel, 4 versus 12 would be a lot more appealing. And it sounds as long as but if they agreed to be at the hub, then they would have to be at the hub. And so I'm assuming Karen would be at the hub no matter what. Is that assuming too much? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then you would have 7 that would have to be there to make the quorum, and then maybe the rest could attend electronically. So then it isn't as burdensome for people. But that's just something that just kicked in for me as a thought.
Okay, I need some clarification here.
Okay.
We have the 3 hubs, and I tend to go to Carbondale because that's closest to me. Now, if I'm in Carbondale and Linda's in Edwardsville and, you know, we have other people, as long as we have 8 board members in one of the 3 hubs, is that
no.
it? Or we all
no,
have
a combination. A combination. The way the citation reads is 4,500 square miles, which is us, yeah. is held simultaneously at one of its offices and one or more other locations in a public building which may include other of its offices through an interactive video conference, and the public body provides notice and public access as required under this act for all locations, all count towards determining a quorum.
Okay, so I can be in Carbondale and everybody else can be in one of the other hubs.
Yep. Or they could be at the Marion Carnegie Library.
Yeah.
If Sarah's library would, now the one stipulation you need to think about is that the building has to be open to the public.
Right.
So Sarah could be in her library if the library was open.
Yeah. And that's what I went ahead and decided not to include Lakeland on the list because we close at 5 a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So on days when the students aren't in attendance. So therefore I don't want to get my maintenance people involved for campus to keep my library open. It's just more work. Mm-hmm. But I do like Anne's idea of offering, because I really do think this will limit who will be back on our board because times have changed since COVID. I admit, like, do I want to drive to Champaign every month? No. But if I knew that I could drive to Champaign 8 times or 7 times, like a sign up type of thing, and then Zoom the rest, that would help. Like to have some sort of smaller number than all.
And I'm thinking it could, if it was worked, and I didn't put pen to paper on this to see, but I'm thinking it could even just be down to 4 to 5 times of physical attendance and the rest. I think it could be mapped out to decide, but I thought that would be more appealing because I'm afraid that if it's for all 12 times, number one, you're going to lose people. And number two, if I'm on vacation, I'm happy to tune in and be part of the meeting. But otherwise, if it's not allowed, then I'm not. But, you know, I wouldn't do it. But I think, I know Sarah was on vacation last time and tuned in. So I think people are willing to do it that way. But I think we just need to be careful. If we can meet the letter of the law, and they don't have to go 12 times a year, if we can get that cut to 4 or 5, I think that would be more acceptable to people.
Well, I don't know how the language would enable us to do that. What do you think, Alan?
Well, that's your policy to determine. Sarah, and these aren't going to be limited to just the hubs either. I mean, we could put a setup at the Charleston Library for you. Or, I mean, we've had lots of people attend over the years at public libraries, Mount Vernon, Effingham. We never used Metropolis, but we used Mount Vernon and Effingham, and Decatur in the State Library. I think I'm going to be a devil's advocate, Anne, and that's sure. All I'm doing.
Yeah, go ahead.
If it was based on any kind of sign-up thing, there'd have to be a fallback plan in case somebody got sick, family emergency, you know, because you'd need to have that quorum. I think there are also instances because... Do you want to consider any kind of distance exception? And the one who always comes to mind is Tammy Krause, because she's not close to anything. And I'm sure her public library would close by 5 in the evening as well. And it would be a miserable drive for Tammy to try and drive during the winter to, I guess I would think she'd go to Champaign. Effingham would be closer. But I don't know if mapping out distances for people from what at the end of the day you consider public buildings might be helpful.
Will we see the results of the survey that we just filled out before we write this policy, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay. Because I feel like that would give us a lot of information.
And this is our initial tackling of this policy, right now.
Right, right. And I think executive's going to tackle it at the same time too, because it's a big one. It's going to, and when you talked about tuning in on vacation, mm-hmm. that's all information that we can plug in to the existing policy. Mm-hmm. Like you, I think once a quorum is, it's my understanding that once a quorum is achieved physically, then the other members can participate fully.
Well, that's what I'm, that's why I'm thinking right. of, if we could break it down, then you could kind of pick your dates, and because you would know, and you could go from there. So you would have the quorum, which is the important thing. Or the other thing is if the people were, if it, the meeting was quote unquote always at Edwardsville, because you have more people, I think you have several people in that area, and then the people like Ellen and that would not have to travel, or, you know, it'd be cheaper for Heartland as well, as far as that goes, for their mileage. Plus, if we didn't have to attend 12, it'd be cheaper for our mileage, you know, just trying to think all around of what could be efficient and yet meet the letter of the law.
I think we would always, always open up all three offices.
And then everyone at those offices would be counting toward that 8. You know, you have to have.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of, like, I know, like, there's 3 meetings out of the year that, like, I just can't go to unless I do Zoom. I kind of know that because there's a, you guys have a board meeting, I believe, always on our NILROC conference that we have. Now, I guess technically it's at Allerton. It's not that far, but like I'm at that conference. I don't want to leave a conference to go to a
right
meeting or something, or that August meeting always falls during our faculty vacation time. So that's, I'm usually gone.
And we're always jealous.
Yeah. So it just seems like there's certain, I mean, I know, and then when you get our public library trustees who have all sorts of strange jobs that, you know, there's just exceptions where sometimes you have to be online if you're going to participate at all. So, mm-hmm. But then there's other times that, yeah, it's easy for me to get up to Champaign to sit at a hub.
But I think of mine, I mean, I could I go to the Taylorville Public Library? It's open till 7 o'clock at night. Yeah. Would that count? I mean, that would be easy and simple for me, but I don't know about, you know, the other people or how far they have to travel, or if this would be a breaking point for someone and they'd say, nope, not going to do it. It takes too much time. Mm-hmm. I don't have answers. I just have the questions.
And it's my understanding, and I'm going to couch everything I say, and it's my understanding because that legal degree is hanging nowhere in this office. I think if Taylorville said, sure, you can have the meeting there. And if they posted an agenda and kept the door open and let people in, I think you'd be fine. I think, you know, when people have attended remotely previously, and again, we've done, to my mind, it's Effingham and Mount Vernon and Decatur, they had some kind of video screen there so that, you know, in the occasion that a member of the public wanted to attend, they could come into a meeting room and sit with you at the Taylorville Library and participate in the meeting. That is one scenario. I think if you burrow down to the absolute letter of the law, you could walk in to the Taylorville Public Library and set up your laptop. And if somebody wanted to sit next to you and participate in the meeting, they could do that. Again, Taylorville would be listed on the agenda, and the public would need to have access to the meeting. That's not the ideal
No.
But I think as far as the letter of the law, at the end of the day, it might be acceptable.
So how much time do we have to get to sort of straighten these different possibilities out?
I think you have the time to get it right. You know, I think in the next month or two, if it's ironed out, I know you've got the survey. Karen, is there anything you'd like to add? You've got the survey. I hope it's on the executive committee agenda and you can talk about it more there, because I think, you know, I think between these two committees, if there's some give and take and more brains, additional brains, that would probably be a good thing, because it's going to be so impactful on how you guys move forward. And then I think maybe for your next meeting, if I looked at the electronic meetings policy and highlighted some of the things you would need to consider, because it's, you know, how you're going to have it happen if people, there's all kinds of language in this policy about how people participate electronically in meetings that you probably should look at and determine how that goes on. You know, Anne, one thing, when I said something about the letter of the law, if you were attending in Taylorville, you know, one thing is when you get into closed sessions and needing video conferencing, it certainly gets more complicated the more splintered that quorum becomes, I guess is the best way to say it.
And I think it would be good to get out. Like, I've never, Ellen, you and I met many years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like the rest of this board, there are many times I've wished that I would be there and face to face, and because you can figure out people a whole lot better, or they can figure out you a whole lot better. So I'm not saying it isn't good, but I'm just saying that 12 times a year in winter and different things like that, after we've been in, you know, after we've done it electronically all this time, it's going to be taking some shift. But also when you consider all the miles between all of us,
right,
and apart, you know, there's just a lot to consider.
So we have started considering. And right now we have nothing that we have to do except, Ellen, you're going to send us some more readings.
I will.
We will be meeting, I guess, the next board meeting. Are we going to try to meet to, you know, have that 8-person that, you know, your quorum? Are we going to try to do that for the August meeting? Do you know?
Karen, do you want to address that?
Well, at this point, since we don't have anything really solid, we probably will just have to go on what we've done. Encourage people to go to a hub.
Yeah.
As long as the weather isn't onerous. And but we will have to have a point at which we have to, you know, once we get our policy set, from that point forward, we will have to have 8 people at a hub somehow. But I think for the August meeting, it'll probably be pretty much as we've been doing.
Yeah.
Karen, would you like to set a time frame for getting this done?
I'm not sure how much questioning we'll have to do of the board. I would like to say September, but it may be October.
And this will be policy revision too. So it will require first and second readings.
Right.
Well, exec and the board will have met before this committee meets again.
Right.
So there'll be some good input.
Well, exec is supposed to meet on the 16th.
Yeah. And then I can develop a document for this committee, like the work at hand document I did. And that then that can include revisions of the electronic meetings policy and where we think corrections need to, or revisions need to be made. Because, and you know, if there's a perception that there's consensus of how you'd like to move ahead, we could have something for the September board meeting and then just move on it.
Well, probably the sooner the better. So
yeah,
right. Okay. Are there any more comments on this?
I have one quick comment. Sorry, I had to turn off my camera because I'm driving now. One suggestion I do have is if we could make sure, like for the August board meeting, I just tried to register for it and the only hub that I could choose from was Edwardsville. So okay. If we could make sure that all the hubs are listed.
That's an easy fix, Sarah.
Okay, because that might also, since people know we're talking about this, you know, it'll just kind of give us a head start. And then I want to see the survey results before I even try to draft any kind of policy language.
Oh, you will.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
That's, I think when I talked to Troy on Friday, 13 of you had already completed it. So they should be forthcoming pretty shortly, I would think. Linda, I have one favor to ask you. Yeah. Is before you adjourn, do you want to go back to the public comment policy and just make a motion to table it?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Are we finished here with the Open Meetings Act?
For now.
We're not done, but I mean, are we finished with our discussion? And we don't need any motion on it. And we'll be waiting for clarification. Right, okay. And I don't need a motion for that. And so let's go back to public policy. And we're going to do the second reading at this next meeting, correct?
I think the determination was to just table it now. Mm-hmm. And send it out for a second reading when we're ready to send the electronic meetings policy out.
Good. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Anne, is there a second? To table?
This is Sarah. I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Anne?
Yes.
Sarah? Oh, sorry, Sarah.
Yes.
Jenna?
Yes.
Linda.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. I need all the help I can get. Oh, right. Well, this was really an important meeting, and I need to ask, is there a public comment now? And I guess there isn't. And are there any announcements? Our next meeting will be August what? Ellen, do you know? Our board meeting.
Okay. Good point. Because our next board meeting should be the next committee meeting should be on September 4th, which is Labor Day.
Oh. Okay.
I have another standing meeting on the first Monday of the month, and what that committee did was bump it back to August 28th. Would that work for you?
Well, I have a problem and I might have to have someone else conduct the meeting because
right
on the 14th, I am going to have knee replacement. And I'm hoping that it goes well, but we will still be able to do remote meetings. You know, so hopefully I'll be able to do it by then.
What about the 11th at, like, there's finance at 4. What if we did it at 3? Is that a problem for the rest of the committee?
It would be for Jenna.
Okay.
Would it be Jenna? I shouldn't speak for you.
Well, let's just try.
Well, it just, I hate to say it just depends on how long the meeting is. If it's about 30 minutes, it's not a problem. If it's longer than 30 minutes, yeah. Yeah, I'll just say that.
So do you want to just go for the 28th? And if I would be having a problem conducting the meeting, I would know by then. I would know before that.
August, you're talking August 28th.
Uh-huh.
Not September.
We could move it to the 11th if you'd prefer, Linda.
Well, I think I would be more secure because... Okay. I have no idea how this is going to go. I hope well.
So do we.
And I have put it off so many, I mean, just not even considered it, but it's getting to where it's really bothering me. And so then we will go then to the 11th. That will be after Labor Day, the Monday after Labor Day. And as 4 o'clock also.
No, because finance is at 4 o'clock that day.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay.
So it either need to be 3 or I guess 5.
5.
What's everybody think?
3 works for me, or 5, 3. Either one.
Oh. Well, Hi.
3 is good.
What do you think? 3?
Yeah.
Okay. 3 o'clock on the 11th.
Like I said, 3 o'clock. This is Jenna. 3 o'clock is okay with me. And if it goes super late, I'm just going to have to bow out because I coax. But
Jenna,
again, if I can come remotely, I can shout orders at my team and team in.
Jenna, there are going to be a few changes on the committees anyway.
Okay.
And so you actually will not be on this committee this coming year. You're going to be on 2 different ones.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't really matter then. So, okay.
There you go.
Thank you so much. So we will be on the announcements then. We will be meeting on September the 11th at 3 o'clock and remotely. Okay, that's correct. Are there any other announcements? All right. And I need to know, do I need a motion to adjourn?
Yes, please.
Adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thanks,
Sarah.
And then this one, I can just say all in favor, correct? Or do we need?
Yeah.
We don't need a roll call. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Against? No. Okay, motion carried, and we are adjourned, and thank you, everyone. This was a very difficult meeting, I mean, topic-wise, you know, and not difficult with all the help, so thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
So good to see you all, and good to see you, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.